Two villages in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta got a surprise in February. Flooding.
Yes, it's like April weather out there. There's not enough thickness, not enough snow. It's already lots of water.
That's Morris J. Alexi. He's the tribal administrator for Nunapichuk. The rain flooded an older house that had already begun sinking into the ground. Thomas Parks is a Nunapichuk Tribal Council member. He works with Alexi. Parks heard about the flooding, and he immediately started calling around to see how he could help. He says the house is uninhabitable.
Everything was all covered, even all the beds were all soaked up. The couch was soaked. The toilet stove that was sitting about a foot and a half up from the floor. It was also covered in, halfway covered in water. Refrigerator was also, everything on the ground was that was touching the ground was all, I think, no more use.
The flood damage in Nunapichuk appears to have only impacted one house. But the community is bracing for more down the road. Winter storms also hit Kotlik a few weeks ago and flooded six houses. The flooding is just another example of climate change in the area. That's according to Rick Talman, a climate scientist in Alaska. Talman says this February was the warmest on record for Bethel, the hub of the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. And he says the recent flooding was caused by warmer oceans and less sea ice.
And because the YK Delta, especially the Kuskokwim Delta, precipitation is often occurring with temperatures not very far from freezing, even a slight shift, you know, even a little bit of warming can push you across that threshold.
Nunapichuk is in the heart of the Kuskokwim Delta, surrounded by several lakes, big and small. The longer warm periods mean the tundra and lakes don't remain frozen for very long, or the ice is pretty thin. Kotlik sits on the Yukon River, near the Bering Sea, on the southern end of Norton Sound. What happened there is a little crazier.
Just like we saw last year, basically no ice. There was no ice in southern Norton Sound. And then this storm came along and had very strong southwest winds 50 to 65 miles an hour across Norton Sound. And that just piled up the water into eastern Norton Sound. So you had big waves crashing, you know, at Unalakleet. And that water backs up into the Yukon River, and which has got ice in it, and so it just overtops that ice.
Kotlik is looking for assistance from the state to help out residents who own the damaged houses. And the threat of more floods continues. That's according to Kotlik Tribal Administrator Victor Tanuchik.
As we speak right now, we are in we're having a flood advisory warnings.
Kotlik Tanuchik says the community is beginning to consider moving. This is becoming a familiar theme in the YK Delta as villages grapple with warmer winters, accelerating erosion, and now flooding. For Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Christy Schallenberger in Bethel.